Hello, everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Happy Easter. He is risen. How wonderful it is that Easter has come, that we celebrate the risen Christ and what he has done for us in our lives. I would like to read to you the depiction of the resurrection of Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, "But on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared." It was a done thing that the women prepared these spices for those that had died and would prepare the body more for, the body's already been wrapped, but preparing the body for the special ceremonies that they did for they buried Jesus, but for what they used to do in their Jewish culture. So they've come with the spices. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. And then Peter and John go running to the tomb. And they too see nobody. They see the linen that they'd wrapped him in. One in just a bundle, but one folded up. No one there. The tomb was empty. What does this empty tomb tell us? Not only that the angels that appeared to the women and said, "Don't you remember? Don't you remember? The Son of God, the Messiah, Jesus Christ told you he was going to be suffered. He was going to, be beaten. He was going to suffer. He was going to die for the sins of all mankind. But on the third day, he was going to rise again." He reminded them. They'd forgotten. In the grief, they'd forgotten. And what does this empty tomb tell us? Jesus has disappeared. You know, he's gone. He died for us on the cross, for our sins. The sins are gone. Dissolved, disappeared, no longer in existence. Nothing, there's nothing inside there. There's nothing. And this nothingness tells us that nothing is impossible for God. He has given us freedom. Before we weren't free. We've always been free to choose, but we were never free. We were not going to get eternal life in heaven with our God because of this original sin that separated us. There was separation from us and God, but no longer, no longer. You know, this nothingness, this empty tomb gives us a myriad of possibilities of hope. So this empty tomb gives us hope. Because he truly has risen. He spoke the truth. He did what he said he would do. He is faithful. So when you look at that, then you go back on all the words that Jesus ever spoke, all the words that was shared to us, all the things he did, because it wasn't all just in words, it was by action. All the things that he tried to share that the Father, God the Father, was sharing through his Son Jesus, because they're one and the same. All of it is of truth. He is faithful to his people if they freely choose him, but now we've been given true freedom. We can say yes, we can say no, but in the freedom, we've been given the chance of eternity with God forever. When you accept you are a child of God, this empty tomb means that sin's ability to keep us from God is empty, that death's power to separate us from God is nil and void, and nothing in this world can keep us from knowing the love of Christ. Our lives are no longer empty. They are full. He has given us the fullness of himself by dying and rising again. And that is given to us, each and every one of us. The empty tomb gives us hope. In Hebrews 11:1, it states, faith, belief in God, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The disciples, all the followers of Christ, back when he died, had hope that he would rise again. But in their grief, they'd forgotten. Remember it says, then they remembered his words. In their grief, they had forgotten what God had said. Sometimes in our grief, sometimes in our anger, sometimes in our situations where we're stuck, where we don't see the light of day, we don't see a way forward, we forget the words of Christ. I am with you. I love you. Eternity is yours. If you follow me, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. The truths of Christ are true and real. Don't forget. Be reminded. That's what we do here. We remind you that Christ, what he says he does, he says is true, is reliable. You can rely on him. He is the hope of the world. And in Romans 15:13, it states, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Hope brings joy and peace. So this empty tomb brings me joy. He is risen. It brings me peace. For I have eternal life. I've been given the next steps forward. Maybe not each and every individual step, but I know where I'm going. I know who loves me. I know I'm worthwhile. I am of worth to our God. He looks at us with love. So this empty tomb speaks hope. And may this bring you hope. May this remind you of the hope that is our God. Our God of hope brings joy and peace, and who does not want that? So remember, lean into him, rely on him, praise his name, ask him, pray before him, sit in awe of him, and love him. Thank you, Lord, for this empty tomb. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We praise you, God. We bless you, God, for the empty tomb, for it tells us that you have risen. It tells us that you have given us our hope back, that we too can be given eternal life like you shared with the thief on the cross. Tomorrow you will be with me in paradise. It may be not tomorrow, but, oh Lord, it will be one day. One day, I can't wait to hear those words. We thank you for what you have done for us. We ask you to help us in our lives, and may we be able to tell others, look, there's Jesus. He's the hope of the world. Come, come and find out about him. We thank you, Lord God. We praise your name and we acknowledge you that you are our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.